Within our Catholic tradition, we talk about what are known as the seven deadly sins. Three of them are internal, three of them are external, and the seventh is like the hinge. The interior ones, or the spiritual ones, are pride, anger, and envy. The three corporeal, or those that are exercised in the flesh, are gluttony, avarice, which is an extreme greed for wealth, and lust. And it's the fourth of these seven sins, known as acedia, or sloth, that I want to talk about with you this morning. If anyone's read Dante's Divine Comedy, the second part of the Divine Comedy is all about going up Mount Purgatory. And as they go up Mount Purgatory, the people there are having to deal with one of the seven deadly sins. And right at the middle of the mountain is the sin sloth. Interestingly, not only is it in the middle of the second part of the Divine Comedy, it comes at the very center of the whole poem. And I think this is very important to understand. For you see, if we do not deal with the sin of sloth, then the interior sins of pride, anger, and envy, and the exterior sins of gluttony, avarice, and lust take over. So today, I want to talk with you about the deadly sin that is known as acedia or sloth. And I would suggest to you that one of the great crises that we face in our society today is that we have so many people who are living spiritually slothful lives that it has a profound effect on how they are living. The medieval theologians had a vivid name for this deadly sin. They called it the noonday devil. What a great title. The noonday devil. Now, I had the opportunity to go to Rome in the hot summer weather, and it is hot. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in July, man, it's 35, 36 degrees. So what's everybody doing? They're all taking a siesta. They're all chilling, relaxing. The stores are closed. The noonday devil. That's what sloth is. You see, what the devil would want us to do is to think about it this way. Well, when it comes to spiritual matters, chill out, take it easy, take a siesta. It doesn't matter. The noonday devil. When he gets a hold of us, this sin has a way of wreaking havoc with our souls. Thomas Aquinas called sloth sorrow for spiritual good. Let's think about that. Sorrow for spiritual good. And I think what he meant by it is the following. That if we do not understand that at the very essence of what it means to live well is our spiritual good, something that we have to be attentive to, something that we have to work towards, then we're going to experience a kind of interior sorrow, a kind of interior sloth that we have no understanding why it's there and where it comes from. And I think this is one of the ways in which acedia, or sloth, plays out in our lives today. Sloth is kind of like a teenager. Whatever, whatever, whatever. We live in a time where it's amazing. There's never been a time where we have more energy when it comes to things that are material and scientific. Just think of how Apple is always coming out with that next iPhone. There's no sloth there. Think about all of the things that are being done in the area of medical and scientific research. There's no sloth there. And I'm not critical of that. I think it's an amazing part of the day in which we live. But what is so tragic is that although in some areas of modern life we can give our all, when it comes to the spiritual life, so many are taking an extended siesta. In that reading from Baruch, we hear something about why sloth takes heart. And it's indifference to God. It is that whatever attitude. And in the gospel acclamation, reference was made to a hardened heart. And this is what happens. a slothful heart becomes a hardened heart. If we do not pay attention to the things of the Spirit, over time, the heart becomes harder and harder and harder, and it cares less and less and less. Take a minute later today, if you can, to reread that passage from Baruch in light of what I'm now saying. And one of the things that's striking about that text is repeatedly it says, they did not take heed, they did not take heed, they did not take heed. Rather, as the passage ends, they followed the intent of their own wicked hearts by serving other gods and doing what is evil in the sight of God. And here, beloved, is the point. If we do not give attention to our interior life, if we do not say, no, I'm going to pursue my prayers this morning. No, I am going to go to Mass today. No, I am going to pray that rosary today. I am going to recognize that the necessity for that interior courage, that interior fortitude, and fortitude is the opposite to sloth, will allow me to become a man or a woman who is not conforming to our culture. Because just think about it. The corporal sins of gluttony, avarice, and lust are everywhere. Let me just give this one example, which it kind of boggles my mind. We have whole channels devoted to cooking shows. And yet fewer and fewer people sit down and eat a meal together. I don't know about you. I think that's a kind of idolatry, where we're turning cooking shows into things that we worship. But the reality of what the meal is for, which is fellowship, is being separated more and more and more. Why? Well, it takes effort, doesn't it, to sit down and eat a meal together? It takes effort to find that time to say, yes, we are going to make this a priority. How much easier it is to turn on Gordon Ramsay and hear him yelling and swearing at people. Avarice. It's everywhere in this culture. A multi-billion dollar advertising industry is all about feeding that sin. And lust, well, we know how problematic this is. Pornography is the greatest addiction that we have in our world today, and it's unprecedented in how so many are sucked in to the sin of lust. And then how about the first three? Anger, envy, pride. Think of what's happening to our political discourse. It's representative of the soul running riot. Think of all of the nasty things people say when they're on a page on the internet, and the kinds of insults that go back and forth and back and forth. Yes, we live in an age where in so many ways we are very sophisticated, but we live in an age where we are blind as a society to how the seven deadly sins is like a rot at the core of our society. Jesus, in today's gospel, criticizes Chorazin and Bethsaida because of their sloth. For if the deeds of power done in you would have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. Do you see? What their attitude was, whatever. I mean, Jesus is here, but whatever, we don't care. The attitude of sloth is something we as followers of Jesus Christ have to be aware of in our own lives. And we need all of the help of heaven to overcome this spiritual disability. And we need the example of our Blessed Mother. And I love this little story, that when she hears that Elizabeth is pregnant, do you remember what Luke says? She went with haste. No whatever attitude there, no sloth there, no. Mary went with haste. She heeded the word of the Lord and took the appropriate action. Mary is the one who can pray for and inspire us to be guarding our hearts against the noonday devil. May we be encouraged by the words of today's collect. Listen now to these words in light of what I have just said about sloth, and maybe reread the collect a little later this morning. To strive more eagerly. Yeah, that's it, to strive. The spiritual life requires work on our part. To strive more eagerly to bring God's divine work to fruitful completion, and so discover more fully the Lord's healing remedies. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus wants to heal us. And as we understand our part to play, which is to say, I am going to be engaged in the spiritual life by the work of his healing remedies, he will help to free us of pride, anger, envy, gluttony, avarice, and lust. By resisting the temptation of sloth, we can pray with confidence the last verse of today's psalm. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and forgive our sins for your name's sake. Be a Christian of fortitude. Be a Christian of courage. Be a Christian who says, I am sick of deadly sin in my life. And by the grace of God and my cooperation with his Spirit, I vow to work, and I'm speaking for me here, I vow to work on the noonday devil and say to him, get behind me, Satan. You have no place in my life. I am not going to live my life living a siesta. I'm going to live my life purposefully and for the glory of God. May we be encouraged today.